from OBS, it looks like it's going through and it's going through on YouTube.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's the tricky part. Mm-hmm. Depending on the OTT player, what it then interprets the stream type as, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't have a file extension to say, to tell the player this is an MP3 or AAC or OGG or POS or whatever file type that is.
Yeah.
You can then just copy, just click in the middle of the player. Copy the video URL and then go back to OTT. The streaming, yeah. Live stream.
Add a new one.
Yes. Oh, by the way, there's also this issue where you, when once you set up a live stream, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you just do it once. If you need to modify,
yeah,
I would advise you add a new stream altogether, because otherwise it's just gonna bum out, and that URL is gonna get the live stream is gonna get corrupted, sort of.
Makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. All right. Yeah, I can just give it a title.
Debo, can you make a note of that issue?
So that yes, it's something that Mandisi is aware of. We did go through it at some point. If maybe, you know, we need to, I don't know.
Yes, I mean for between us and Ngomani.
No stress. Perhaps he can maybe give us some of the other issues that he has, or I don't know. Yeah, but then that's the only one that I know so far.
Yes. No, that's fine. You can explain it to Ngomani. I think it's a quick fix.
Okay, we've added the new
right.
link.
Let's go try and play it.
Okay. So that's it. That's where it just stops.
It's not picking it up.
Not picking it up.
All right. Another. Can I give you a URL? Right. The last thing that I need us to test out is the Radio Boss, but I need us to do that alone. So depending on which platform you guys prefer, right? We want to test out all three. We've tested out YouTube, and then the player still interprets the stream as a video player, and it doesn't even pick up the file type, except for it's a video stream. Now I'm gonna give you a custom URL.
Okay.
I'm Debo. Don't you want to test out the Radio Boss first?
As Floppo with the Radio Boss, né? It was set up by, what's his name again? Bakwena.
Yeah, the guy who sets up Radio Boss is Moses. He's free. Now, what would you specifically need from Radio Boss? Because I think I have access to all the links and
now,
URL.
From Radio Boss, I would actually need access into the platform. That's what I had said the last time we had a meeting. Oh. But then he said he'll try and have a look at it and then get back to you guys once he sorted it out. So I never had any updates on that. But if it's okay with you and him, I can have like a monitored, you know, access for just briefly go through the platform and yeah, get that URL and then let's test it out. So
okay.
We can.
Let me confuse things. I thought, because earlier on I'd seen the M3U URLs that end with the .m3u. I thought that those might work when Bakwena was on the Radio Boss platform.
Yes. The very first time, the URL that I was going to ask that we test out, it's actually the one that we set up on the first time with Mandisi, which worked using HLS.
Let's go with what worked. Let me not confuse things. Apologies for that.
Yeah, so we want to test all three. So like I said, it all depends on the guys, what they still prefer to use, because we had set that up, and then later on, they opted for Radio Boss. So again, it's just more about, you know, what works and what the guys are most comfortable with. Just give me a second.
Can I just note one thing, man? One of the biggest reasons we are opting for Radio Boss is because even YouTube is like a last channel, is like a last option to us. We prefer that because when you stream to YouTube playing music 24/7, YouTube picks up that we don't have the right to be playing that music.
Yeah, it's copyright.
At some point, it's like a copyright issue, so at some point it will block us. So hence we have, we prefer Radio Boss. Radio Boss is a radio play system which is done for these kind of things, which bypasses those kind of laws because we do comply with some of them. They still do it in an old-fashioned way of us filling paperwork and submitting it to them.
Correct.
So yeah, so that's why the Radio Boss method way is one that we actually like to go with.
Yeah, but Bakwena, I'm not sure if you are aware that initially we had set up a custom, you know, streaming engine specifically for that reason, that you are not able to stream all your music on YouTube. So we set up a private custom streaming engine where you guys are pushing the stream, similar to YouTube, just that this one is private, dedicated to you guys.
Similar to
how you do with Radio Boss, you know, that platform is yours, the application is yours, you know, whatever you stream to Radio Boss, wherever it's hosted, no one else has access to that but you, unlike YouTube, who's even monitoring your streams. So the custom streaming engine that we'd set up initially with MandDC was, you know, to cover that part.
Yeah, maybe for now, ne? I think earlier on you spoke about providing the guys with a custom URL, right?
Yes, correct.
So that custom URL, it's basically what OBS. Can we try pushing to that custom URL using OBS?
Yes, that's the setup. That is the setup. Yes.
Okay, perfect.
So the only thing that changed previously was the ingest point. Instead of ingesting to YouTube, they are now ingesting to their own dedicated private server,
which is on our side.
Yes, but obviously I was hosting the server, but we can set it up anywhere. We can set it up even on your AWS account. You can set it up there.
Yeah, that's what I mean when I say our side.
Yeah. Okay. We can set it up there.
Cool.
Just give me a second. Sorry guys, I had decommissioned the server because the guys were no longer using it. So I just need to start it up quick. I don't know if perhaps we press for time, you know, in the session, and then it's something that we can maybe pick up on after or shortly after this meeting. But otherwise, I'm just going to ask you for, you know, another moment.
No worries.
Yeah.
Just another quick question. So I'm trying to organize the platform Radio Boss for you, that so you go through it. Do you want the playout system or do you want the cloud system? Because Radio Boss comes in those two forms. So which one would you prefer?
What are you guys using? Are you using a hosted solution or is it cloud-based?
We're using a host and cloud, because what happens is that when we are off air, the cloud takes over, because we don't want it to be quiet at any point.
Okay, if I may come in, gents, in that regard, it sounds like, so you've got the playout system running at your offices, which when you're physically there, you play from, right? Is that correct?
Yes, but now it's off, so yes. The cloud is taking over.
Yes, and then that play out, it sends to the cloud, so that when you are manning it, you are sending to Radio Boss on the cloud, correct?
Correct.
And then when you switch off the one at the office, the cloud takes over.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So if that's the sort of chain of the broadcast chain, it sounds like it's better if the source of truth is always the cloud, because that one will always have something playing out of it.
Hence, we are also, you see, hence we are using the C6 Radio Boss FM streaming link. Whenever we on air or off air, it plays whatever is commanded by us.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm gonna paste the URL on the chat. Bakwena?
Yes.
I'm saying I'm gonna paste the URL on the chat. Okay. So we'll use that on OBS.
Okay, let me just check.
Just a second. I'm gonna paste it now. All right. If you have already told it. Where is the chat? Okay, cool. It's coming through. Publish your. All right. All right, I've sent it through.
Just received it. So I'm copying it and I'm feeding it.
Yes. So you wanna copy until the stream. The stream. You can copy everything. It's fine. And then paste on. You can stop the stream.